Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get started. My name, again, is Alex Barthet. I am a board-certified construction lawyer. I practice in downtown Miami. We have cases throughout the state of Florida. The majority of my practice is dedicated to helping those in the construction industry get paid. So today we're going to spend 20 minutes talking about some strategies that you can employ from beginning to end, focusing on the actual collection part so that you can get paid as quickly as possible. So let's talk about the first things that you need to do to make sure that you have the best chance of getting paid. It is the roots of anybody's money tree. You need to get any agreements that you have in writing, including all of the payment terms. I know this sounds simple, and many businesses do this well, but we still run into situations where clients are doing deals on a handshake or on an invoice that never gets signed. When you have an agreement with somebody, you are best off having it in writing, having the terms related to delivery and the services you're providing in writing, including any exclusions, those things that you're not providing listed specifically, and payment terms. One of the terms that you need to make sure you include is the right to recover legal fees and collection costs in the event that you have to commence collection efforts. One of the first questions I get from most clients is, Alex, if I have to sue somebody, am I able to recover the cost that I've spent in my notice to owner, my claim of lien, and any legal fees that I have to spend with you? And the answer is yes, if you have a written agreement, and that written agreement says that the prevailing party is entitled to recover their legal fees and collection costs. There are other ways to recover your legal fees. If you have a claim against a payment bond or a claim of lien on a piece of property, the prevailing party in those situations, irrespective of a written agreement, is entitled to recover their legal fees. But it's very important that your written agreement say that the prevailing party is able to recover their legal fees. Next, you need to make sure that if you have the opportunity under the law to secure the debt with a lien, a bond, some type of guarantee, or a UCC1, that typically applies to materials, like if you consign materials as a material supplier to somebody, that you do whatever is available to you within the bounds of the law to secure your right to be paid. So in addition to whatever written agreement you have that says that you are entitled to be paid, it is important that you follow the lien and bond law to make sure that you secure your rights. Sunray provides those services, notice to owner and lien and notice of non-payment services. In my daily practice, I see it time and time again. Those folks that secure their right to be paid with lien and bond rights have a much higher rate of success at recovering the money that's owed to them than those that do not use those rights. I also would suggest to you, especially if you are a material supplier, that you attempt to get personal guarantees from those folks that you are extending credit to, especially if they are a higher credit risk. Again, it's just another avenue that you can employ when it comes time to get paid. Now that you have the groundwork laid, what do you do on a regular basis to make sure you get paid? One thing that's very important is to bill regularly. It sounds obvious, but there are folks that do not send bills all the time. So they'll send me a file for me to collect, and I'll ask them for an account statement or copies of their invoices, and they haven't even sent bills for the amounts that they're claiming by the time they call me. So you need to bill regularly to make sure that you can get paid. Limit your exposure by limiting the amount of credit you give to delinquent account holders. Sometimes there is a fallacy that some folks have, which is, well, he owes me lots of money, So if I stop extending credit, providing materials or services, he or she will not pay me. It's better to take a loss for $10,000 than $20,000 or $50,000 than $100,000. So you should be on a regular basis reviewing your accounts receivable report so that you can determine who owes you money, how much they owe you, and whether they're still a good credit risk to continue to extend credit by doing work if you haven't been paid. Sometimes this is more complicated if you've signed a contract that says that you will continue to work even if you haven't been paid. Typically, we see this in contracts with pay-when-paid provisions in it. So those are things that at the time of contract you need to negotiate.
This episode is brought to you by CPVC FireSprinklerReport.com. With recent lawsuits alleging that CPVC fire sprinkler pipe is defective, contractors, subcontractors, and suppliers now have a place to get accurate and up-to-date information. Visit CPVC FireSprinklerReport.com to learn the latest and protect your company.
So let's talk about what do you do when you have identified someone that you need to collect from. So the first thing is you need to contact them immediately, both verbally and writing. It is not a pleasant thing to do. No one enjoys hassling someone else to get paid, but it is an important part of your business. Every day that goes by that you allow a delinquent account to sit on your books makes it that much harder to recover. You need to be sending emails and making phone calls and or sending letters. The phone calls are very important, and the follow-up on those phone calls is important. That effort will go a long way at keeping you from having to use an attorney. Sometimes when we go into clients' offices, especially new clients, one of the first things we do is we sit down with them and we look at their accounts receivable, and we identify a handful of folks that we're going to attack first. Typically, it's the bigger dollar items. And we start by sending, and then we start working through the list of accounts receivable. At the same time, we encourage the folks in the business to employ a aggressive strategy of following up with their delinquent account holders on a regular basis. And those clients that employ that strategy typically have much fewer accounts that they send to us because they are on top of their customer frequently, so the customer knows that they need to make you a priority. And that's the purpose of the phone calls and the emails, is to make sure that another month doesn't go by without you making contact with the delinquent account holder. Sometimes when you contact them, they will tell you, I have a problem based on the fact that something you sent me was not working. I'm not happy with the service you performed. The owner got into the property and is unhappy with your work. You need to resolve those disputes quickly, and you need to document the resolution. Many times, folks will use relatively small issues to hold up a far more substantial amount of money than that which is the value of the dispute. So maybe there's issues if you're a painter. Maybe there are issues with one room or one wall in one room. It may be hundreds of dollars worth of work, yet they haven't paid you thousands of dollars worth of the balance. And they will continue to use those small excuses to hold lots of money. That's why it's important to attempt to resolve the disputes as quickly as you can, and then document it, both the agreement for you to go do the work, and then once the work is done, that you'll get paid. You need to deal with the decision makers when you negotiate extending payment terms or a settlement. Many times you may deal with someone who doesn't have the authority to make a deal. If that happens, you will find yourself in a position of having to repeat yourself over and over. Figure out who is the person that you need to deal with so that you can make a decision. If you're owed $10,000 and you're willing to take a credit for $1,000, make sure that the person that you're dealing with has the authority to cut that deal and get you that check right away. This is probably the single most important thing that you will take away from this presentation, and that is, if you agree to give a discount or a credit with the understanding that you are going to be paid promptly, you need to expressly, that means in writing, condition the discount on payment by a date certain. So sometimes what will happen to me is people will come to my office and they'll say, I'm owed $20,000. I made a deal with them that I would issue a credit memo for $5,000 and he would pay me within a week. Well, I issued the credit memo and it's now been a month and I don't have my money, so I want to sue him. And the problem that I have is that the only documents that are presented to me are the bill for $20,000 and a separate credit memo for $5,000. And nowhere in there is there any documentation that says that the credit was based on a promise to pay. So if you decide to give a discount or issue a credit because you're doing that to get a payment quickly, then you need to say that in whatever credit or discount you give. Ideally, it's best if you just send an email and you say, it was nice talking to you. We've agreed that if you pay me by a week from today, we will give you a discount of 10% on the total balance. So it's very clear that the only way they get the discount is if you get a check in your hand by a certain period of time. Once you have exhausted everything that you have available to you to try to work things out, you've secured whatever rights you have a written agreement, you've dealt with the decision maker, you've tried to deal with any outstanding material or quality of work issues, you've offered a discount conditioned on prompt payment, and nothing else has worked, don't wait to initiate legal action on that account. As I said before, every day that you wait to initiate collection efforts, be it yourself or with a lawyer, makes it that much harder to collect the debt. If you have determined that you've done everything you can and now you need to go to the next step, don't wait to send the account to your collection attorney. Typically, the next step after an attorney gets a delinquent account is they send a demand letter. And a demand letter is effectively a letter that says, we represent the client, an amount of money is outstanding, and they need to pay within 5 days, 7 days, 30 days, whatever it is that the attorney determines is reasonable. It really has very little to do with the letter, but the important thing is that it is on an attorney's letterhead. And the reason that's important is because the debtor, your customer, understands that you have now taken it to another level and they cannot continue to ignore you or put you off because now they have to deal with a lawyer. It's important that in the process of collecting your debts that you avoid emotional decision making. It is very expensive to prove a point, especially through the legal system. You are running a business. You are handling the collection for your business. This should not be an emotional exercise. You need to undertake every decision you make from a business perspective, evaluating the risk associated with how much is it going to cost to get the end result and what is the likely outcome. Spending money to collect an account receivable balance that is hard to collect or unlikely to collect is a waste of money. You need to know that. You need to evaluate that very, very early on. It's one thing to have to take it on the chin for $20,000. It's another to take it on the chin for $20,000 plus another $10,000 in legal fees because you wanted to prove a point. Our advice typically is if you can make a deal to get paid most of the money on your own, that is almost always a better way to go than to try to get every last nickel from somebody because you've decided that you wanted to sue them. If you employ all of these 10 strategies and you employ them diligently, meaning you do them all the time, I assure you that your ability to collect your accounts receivable will significantly increase and your total account receivable balance will likely come down.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forms on this and other construction topics, head over to theleanzone.com.